There's more online. More online. At greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
Now, many people pass through Peru's capital, Lima, en route to the country's historic sites like Machu Picchu. Chris Backey reckons the sprawling city of 9 million deserves more than an overnight stay. He's written a guide to help visitors find the best of the city in 3 days.
I think a lot of people just look at Lima as a city where you pass through. It's kind of like looking at the window of the gift shop and then never going in.
Although the city's been hit by devastating quakes twice in its past, there's still plenty of history to explore.
Lima is a historic city that is slowly embracing the 21st century. The overarching view, perhaps, will depend on the part of town you're in, but obviously the Spanish Catholic heritage is very strong. There are a lot of wonderful centuries-old colonial buildings. You will see some aspects of the modern 21st century life, but they're kind of dwarfed by the number of centuries-old buildings still.
Lima is on the Pacific coast.
Well, there are beaches. The waters have not historically been particularly clean. There are beach areas of Lima. Some of them are being developed, and some of them are being developed quite nicely. Most of them I kind of perceived as having a nice view, but not really great facilities. Beach is great to look at. I wouldn't want to go swimming in it.
Does it feel safe there?
Yes and no. There are certain neighborhoods that are going to be very safe. The Miraflores area is a very safe neighborhood. It's an upscale, touristy neighborhood where a lot of the hotels and hostels are. Once you get out of that area, you get to the lesser traveled side where there's a lot more opportunistic thieves, some pickpockets and such. A good traveler is always keeping out a good look for themselves. Never drunk in public. They always know where they're going.
Lima hosts a number of unusual museums.
Some of my favorites include the Museum and Catacombs. I really enjoyed the Brain Museum.
The Brain Museum?
This is a medical collection of skulls. There's about 1,000 brains across this three-room museum.
The Larco Museum has a collection of antique erotic pottery. I bet they've got an interesting gift shop. Chris's book offers a Lima food tour as well.
That'll take you around the Miraflores area and get no fewer than 7 courses. Ceviche is just the start. There's also like a seafood soup. You can try a smoothie made of some local fruits, and it ends at a chocolate museum, if that tells you something.
3 days in Lima, your guide to Peru's historic capital by Chris Backey, is available on Amazon.